WFDW200 radio check.
WFDQ 996 monitoring. WRNW 329 in the mobile. And good morning.
WSBJ 347. Good morning.
Morning, 347. All ready for work? Ready to go?
Yeah, I guess we're gonna have to.
Copy. It's a Monday morning, so it takes a little bit of effort to get started on a Monday morning. Get back in the groove, I guess, for the rest of the week.
Yeah, it takes a little while to get ready to go.
It's a little cooler out here this morning. 57 degrees. So cooler than it was in the past previous week. But give yourself a fine day. Don't work too hard. This is WRNW 329.
Okay, 329, you have yourself a good week too. WSBJ 347, stand by. WSBJ 347. I hear somebody out there trying to come in here. Kind of breaking up a little bit.
Station in Taylor. Yeah, you get up there, they're making a repeater there, and really, really, a lot of bacon fry. Hard to make out what you're saying. WRNW 329. Copy that. Little 15-watt midden, you said. Yeah, you just making the repeaters. These little ways from Taylor. Let's see, hitting the Detroit, I'm guessing, the 65. Try it again, didn't make it out that time. Barely make it out. A lot of scratchy in there. A lot of bacon fry. Detroit repeater 625 right now. Hey man, can't make it all out. A little rough, man. Just making a repeater, but maybe we'll talk again another time. Enjoy your day today. This is WRNW 329 in the mobile. Clear.
WSAI 886, could I get a signal check? Get a chance.
No, sorry, try again later.
Will do, thanks.
WSAG 266, portable. That's a good sound in HD. What kind is it? UV5R. One of my favorite HDs for sure.
Yeah, this sounds
really good.
Every
time I hear one of those, I'm very impressed.
14 miles north of the Mayville machine, and looks like it's making the trip.
Absolutely. Love the sound of that radio. It's good talking radio.
Yeah, I just got to be careful of spurious emissions with this bad boy.
Right. Hey, I'm back to work. I got to let you go. WRXP 867. We're clear. Saginaw.
Thanks for getting back with me, WSAG 66, and I'm clear.
WRBY 365, station 3 from station 2. WRBY 365. WRBY 365, station 3 from station 2. WRBY 365, calling Michael Wolf. WRBY 365, station 2 clear,
12:15. 218. This is WRUG 88. Copy. Hello, I'm back. Station 218.
WSAF 413 monitoring.
WRYW06.
WSBZ 713 to Unit 1, you copy? Let's try that again, Unit 1. WSBZ 713, you copy?
Station 983, this is WIUG, 38, copy.
Jack?
Ah, what's up?
Hi, Jack, this is WSBW 983.
How you doing today?
I'm enjoying this beautiful weather we're having. How about you?
I had to do some cut grass I just finished. Now I'm heading home. What a nice day, Roger.
It is. It's so beautiful. I'm glad it's back. I got tired of that coldness. We had to turn the heater on last night. Over.
I did. It did got cold last night. I don't know about tonight, but it did got cold. I don't know that change of weather right away like that. I have no idea where that has come from.
Well, over here we've got 76 degrees and 47% humidity, and the sun is shining, and there's just a little breeze out there. It's just perfect. Over.
Here it says 82 degrees, so I don't know how true this is. And it's very hot. Roger.
Oh, wow, that's a big difference. I don't know if mine's in the sun or in the shade right now. Over.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Maybe you guys got different temperature down that way. Maybe it's a little bit chilly over that way anyhow. Well, good to hear you. And good talking to you. You take care. Because I'm almost on my destination. I'll talk to you some other time. WIUG 48.
Well, thank you, Jack. You have a blessed day and enjoy the sunshine. And I will talk to you again later also. This is WSBW 983 standing by. Over.
WSAX 712 reaching out to 488. Hey Jack, I had a question about your antenna for your DB20.
What, on mobile or base station?
No, for the base station, I found two different of the antennas that you suggested to me last time I was talking to you. My question to you is, did you get the pre-tuned or the tunable version of the base station? Over.
I get already one set up, already tuned in, and you don't need to put no, nothing, just put that in and that's it. No ground at all.
Copy that. Thank you very much for that little bit of clarification. I wasn't too sure, so I haven't pulled the trigger on yet, but now that I know you got the pre-tune, I will probably be getting that soon. Thank you very much. This is WSAX 712 standing by.
You know, not only Amazon got it, Walmart got them too, but it's a different name. That's all. Roger.
Copy that on Walmart. I'll definitely give Walmart a look. Right now, Amazon's got them for about $90 and free shipping.
I'll get one out of Amazon if you like, because that's a UHF and VHF. You cannot go wrong for that.
Yeah, I kind of thought on that, and I, again, do appreciate you letting me know that it's the pre-tune, not the tunable one. That was the only one I wasn't too sure on in conjunction with the DB20. So thank you very much again for clarifying that. And WSAX 712 standing by.
Yeah, no problem. Nobody got tuned this in. Nobody got time for that. I don't have. I don't know that other people have. And I don't have no patience for that. Just get it straight up, ready to go, put it up, and you're all through. And that's the way I look at it. This is WIUG 488.
To the last transmitting station, this is WSAX 712. I was not reading your initial transmission. I just barely caught the do you copy aspect. If you want to maybe try again, I can see.
WRTX 930.
WSBC 647, this is WRVG 829. WSBC 647, this is WRVG 829, over.
WSBC 417 on station and monitoring for Jody Girl.
WSBC 307. Just saying, what a beautiful day today.
Calling your authentic WRVG. So I'm making it WRVG 364.
SCP-980. Anybody out there know if the Sheboygan repeater is still active?
Sure is. Sure is. WRZP-544, Sheboygan County.
Outstanding. I see it's not listed on the repeater, MyGMRS, or whatever website app that is. Not on there anymore. I don't know if it's still active or if they just didn't put it on or what happened.
Beth, you can look at the website mi8.systems, and that'll show you all the repeaters here in Michigan. How are you?
Awesome. I'll give that one a try. Thank you, sir.
Beth, and if you would, go ahead and turn off your Roger beat. You're sitting in the setting somewhere. Enjoy your evening. WR. T544, Sheboygan County Pop, clearing monitoring the frequency.
Radio check, check, testing, 1-2.
Sounding good, radio check, WSDY, Hurricane Shepherd, Michigan.
I got you back-to-back radio checks there, got you both in on that.
Station 847. This is WIUG-88, copy. I guess not out there. WIUG-88, clear.
This is WSEA-311, NIV coming through to see Dana. Can you hear me?
WSDJ-347, I can hear you coming through loud and clear.
All right, just testing it out. Over and out. This is WSEA 311. Nairi coming through to see Dina. Can you hear me? How's the weather out there, Dina?
WRT 4001 trying to raise WSEA 311. Do you copy?
Copy that.
Roger, good to hear. I'm on, right now I'm on Southfield at Grand River. What's your location? How strong am I getting out to you?
My location is 6 miles of Greenfield.
Solid copy, not too far. You must be inside. I'm on the mobile and I'm in the car. Am I coming in clear? You're coming in a little bit staticky. Be advised, I heard you. You were coming in with a lot of static, so how are you reading me?
I'm reading you really clear. You're clear.
Roger that, roger that. Yours came in a lot more clear that time as well. Over.
Okay, yep, you are clear. Over.
WRXP 4001, out. I'll talk to you later.
WSEA 311, talk to you later, out.
WSDJ 347. Hey, guy out there in Southfield, I hear you over here in Shelby Township, 21 in Van Dyke, coming in loud and clear.
That's a solid copy, 21 in Van Dyke. I appreciate that. Like I said, over here on Grand River and I-96.
Yeah, you're sounding loud and clear like you're standing next to me, real loud.
Solid copy. I'm only on this little mobile Bofang radio I picked up and programmed. It seemed to be doing pretty good. I'm mobile in my pickup truck, moving, so I'm loving it.
Yep, WSDJ 347, we hear you loud and clear on the Bofang.
This is WSDJ 311, can you hear me too on 21? Stolen Heights.
Yes, ma'am, I hear you coming in loud and clear, too, over here, 21 Mound Van Dyke, Shelby Township.
Okay, Sounds good. Thank you. Over.
Hey there, Shelby Township. We appreciate that, man. We just got these new radios and we put them to work. You know, gotta be prepared, you feel me?
Yes, sir, I hear you. You got it just about right.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go ahead and start studying for my PAM license here soon by the end of the year. WRXO WRXP 401.
WSDJ 347. Yeah, I'm doing the same thing right now, getting ready to prepare for all that to take the test. Good luck to you.
Same to you, my friend. WRXP 401, over.
WRYV 421. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. This is WSEA 311. Everything is going good. How's your day? Over.
Good evening. WRWF 516 mobile.
Station 432. That station out there. 432 out of Saginaw. This is WRUG. 48, copy. Repeater, but it's not audio. What you're doing, maybe over on, we can hear you.
And this is WIUG 48. Station
359, WIUG 48, copy? Yeah, go ahead. K, no, this is WRFK 359, go ahead.
Bob, how you doing today? I haven't heard you.
Hanging in there. I'm just taking it easy because it was been hot a couple days and just cooled down a little bit and I slept all morning, so I was gonna do something and all of a sudden I slept all morning.
Did you cut your grass yet?
The front's done, but the back has got to be cut yet.
See, you're sounding good, Bob. You're cutting off a lot. I don't know why. You might be on a walkie-talkie. Roger, WIUG 48.
Yeah, I'm on a walkie-talkie. I'm in the kitchen.
Now you're sounding good. Sit where you're at, and you'll be fine. With no problem at all, Roger.
Yeah, well it was. I was facing west. It was the walkie-talkie. Then I just turned half a circle facing east.
I see what you're saying. How am I sounding? Because I'm on the Detroit repeater.
You're sounding really good. Yeah, you're not fading, no crackling, you're like a broadcast, it's perfect signal.
Broadcasting like 702.
I know you sold that repeater they had there, the transmitter, but I had no idea how you got it in your truck.
Anyway, Robert, I don't know, I haven't heard anything from 218. I haven't heard from him about 4 or 5 days. You ever hear him on the radio?
No, he's the one that hangs around on the 600, right?
I was hugging in the 600. Sometime comes in. Yesterday he came in for a little bit. I was talking to the guy in Ann Arbor on that 600. But now I can't get in the 600 because there's some few leaves out there and taking the whole thing, taking the antenna down.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm gonna start using cold numbers. I'm gonna start saying this is tag one, and tag two is the 600. So I'll be saying, take it to tag two.
You were talking, and I don't know who was out there on that 600. Somebody was keying on that 600.
I don't know how it would interfere with us because we're on a different band.
Because in this radio, I'm monitoring the 600, and I'm talking on 625. Roger.
Roger. All right. I got to put some food away. I got pizza today, and I'm wrap. Baggy wrap is all. I'll talk to you later on. WRFK 359. We'll be clear on your final.
Hi, Robert. Good to hear from you. You take care and have a good day. And don't eat too much pizza out there. WING 48.
WSDL 938 monitoring. Kind of curious if the link repeaters have been shut down yet. If anybody downstate out there, can I get a copy?
Obviously the repeater's not shut down, you're just using it.
Right on, copy that.
WSTY 438, we're clear. I'm on the base. Yeah, you're solid. You're hitting it solid, all the bars. See a lot of them come in there, hit 2-3 bars, a lot of steady. All right, WSDY 438. I'm alerting them. Clear. Thanks for the use. WRTX 930.
This is Sierra Alpha Tango 788.
Station out there, 930, WIUG, foot, copy.
Well, I got you, Jack. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How about you? Nice evening, too.
Yeah, yes it is. Last few days have been super nice. Yeah, no humidity, it's great.
Yeah, the weather is good. You don't have to turn the air on all day anyhow. Roger.
Yep, I haven't turned the air on since last week. Been really nice. Down in the high 50s here at night, that's perfect for sleeping weather. I have the windows open. Perfect.
Yeah, that's for sure. I haven't heard you in a long time. What's going on? Busy?
Yeah, but I'm busier than normal. Maybe we've just been missing each other, because I was just about to say I haven't heard you in a long time.
Sometimes, you know, I said, forget it, I'm not answering. And I heard you one time. I don't know who was out there with you. And all of a sudden, you disappeared.
disappeared? I find that hard to believe. I don't normally just disappear.
I don't mean it that way. I mean, you were gone. You know, you didn't say nothing after that. You did a couple of questions and answers, and that was it.
Well, I don't know that I remember doing that, but it's a matter of record at this point, so it doesn't matter what I think. It only matters what's the matter of the record.
What's the matter is out there. You know, I believe you were talking to the people in Ohio.
Yeah, I think I remember this. Yeah, that guy was going in and out, as I recall, and then he just dropped off, so I went away, I think, and then maybe he came back later and I wasn't there. I don't know. Who knows? I think it was a guy in Pennsylvania. The guy that was coming across Lake Erie in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that guy was out of Ohio. Anyhow, well, he sounds that way and he sounds the other way, and I don't know, you know, he just don't make up his mind.
Well, I mean, like all things radio, when you're coming from a distance like that on this frequency, it's going to be subject to sudden dropouts, but not for me. I don't know what I did. I don't think I dropped out, at least not on purpose. I apologize to anybody I dropped out of.
Normal, you don't have to apologize. Anyhow, no big deal. Anyhow, sometimes he sounds that way, sometimes he sounds the other way. You know, with me too, same thing, so I don't mind, you know. Just take it the way it comes in and go out the other way. That's the only thing I know, Roger.
Yeah, I know how it goes. Yeah, I had a fun day with work, and then when my car started spewing coolant the other day, so I took that apart this morning and had to fix that up. That was a bunch of fun. But it's all back together now and not leaking, so we're good. We're good. We're happy.
That's good. Yeah, keep fixing those cars, really. Then you know a lot about the cars then, anyhow. And how's your wife, by the way?
Well, thanks for asking. I appreciate that. She's doing really well. She's back to work this week. Actually, she went back to work been a little last week or so, and she's getting around. She's off the crutches, off the shower seat, off back walking on her own 2 feet. You know, the stairs are kind of still a problem. You know, carrying anything more than a couple of pounds is still a little bit tough, but that's okay. That's expected. But she's walking around on her own and getting around, and still the pain comes and goes and the swelling comes, but that the doctor says that's expected. Probably going to be another month or so of that kind of thing. But, no, she's doing really good. So, it gets better every day. And that's the direction to be moving.
I'm glad to hear that for you guys, both of you, really. You know, because it's a little bit pain
when you got 1 foot, you can't do too much about it.
Yeah, I have to say, that's a pretty brutal recovery from that particular surgery. She had a bunion surgery, so, you know, that's not just something they can cut off. That's actually a bone growth where they have to break the toe in two and then put it back together. And, it's pretty brutal. it's a brutal recovery.
It's very bad pain. Really, it's very, very bad pain. And I don't think anybody likes that.
Well, I'm certain nobody likes pain, but I thought I was pretty pain tolerant with, I had knee surgery several years back, and that was pretty darn painful. The surgery part wasn't, but what happened for the knee surgery was, yeah, the way my wife was describing, yeah, the breaking of the toe and everything, oh my God. Yeah, it was brutal. I mean, she was in a cast for 2 weeks and then on crutches for 2 weeks, and it's like 6 weeks before you actually can start kind of walking around on your own normally again. And not even 100%, just, not with aid anymore.
Well, I'm glad she is good, and she is doing good and all that good stuff. Anyhow, how is your work?
I think he asked, how's my work? My work's just fine. I'm busy. Customer's happy. Paychecks are coming. Can't complain.
That's good. I would never complain if checks are coming and the customer is good. It really is. That is excellent. And this is WIUG 48.
Yeah, well, now you really might not hear from me for a while now, because I'm going to leave tomorrow to go up to the UP, and I got to build this barn. I've been planning. I got the permit. I got materials waiting. I got everything's ready to go. So, rebuilding my building the barn up north.
Take your radio with you. The JRS and the ham too. Both of them. It might hear you out that way.
Oh, the radio's already in the truck. I'm talking on my KG1000G, which is I have in my barn as a kind of a base station. But I have it's basically the same exact radio, just in a ham version. It's called the UV980P, but it does UHF, VHF, and you can unlock it to talk on GMRS too. And that's in my truck. That's mounted. I got the trailer hooked up with the tractor going up there, and we're ready to go.
That's good. That at least it's a good time and good weather, this month, at least that, instead of the hot weather, 99, 80, and 89, and all that stuff. Roger?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not a fan of the 80, 90 degree crap. And luckily, where I'm at in the UP doesn't get there too often. It might get there occasionally, but it's a lot more rare than here that way. But yeah, right now, the next few weeks is looking gorgeous. Looking like high at like 70, low in the 50s. Perfect.
How long is that going to take you to put together that project?
Well, if I knew the answer to that, I'd be in the business of building barns. I've built, you know, some minor additions and remodeled stuff, and I've never built something from actual scratch. So, yeah, this is new. So, I don't know. I think it's going to go into next year. I think I'm going to have to make a break point when it comes winter, because I'm kind of by myself up there too. You know, I don't have a lot of help, so just me and the wife. But we'll see how it goes. I'm gonna take it one day at a time, get the foundation posted and stuff, and just go from there and see where I'm at.
Yeah, that's good. You're going to put cement foundation at the ground, it'll be cemented or no?
It will, but I'm not doing the slab first because I don't want to do you could technically get away with a great beam slab that's not only 24 inches deep, but I like to be below frost. I don't want that building moving. I mean, this is kind of like my forever dream building. So, you know, I'm going to have a shop heated section of it and stuff. So I don't want that thing moving. I'm doing what's called permacolumns. They're cement lower. It acts just like a post. You picture just an 18-foot post, but the lower 5 feet of it is concrete, and it's the same dimensions as the post. They're called permacolumns. You drop those into the ground just like regular with your footers on the bottom. You can backfill them just normal. Put your girt boards on, set your trusses, and you can pour the floating slab later, because that's going to be an expensive part. But that's my plan anyway. We'll see how it's going to work.
You know, you can put just four walls first and do the rest later?
Well, it's a post building, so you put the post in, and then the post needs supported with their girts, and then you pretty much the next step you have to set trusses, and then you got to get metal siding out, yeah, metal roof and metal siding. So, well, yeah, we'll see what the natural breakpoints are. I'm just gonna take it one day. I'd love to get the shell up before winter here, but if I don't think I can do it, I'm going to stop early and just, because I don't want to set trusses and not be able to get metal on and have that crap hanging out there all winter up there. That's not going to be any good. So I'm a fan of knowing my limitations, so we'll just take it one day at a time and see how it goes.
I see what you're saying. Well, you got a hardware by you out that way, is it? Big hardware store down that way?
Yeah, there's some hardware stores in town. I mean, it's like 20 miles outside of Houghton, Michigan. So Houghton's a, you know, okay-sized town. I'm not going to say big town. It's nothing compared to anything Detroit, or anything that, you know, Rochester Hills-wise, but, you know, there's a Walmart, there's a Tractor Supply, there's a couple of local hardware stores. There's stuff around. There's a building supplier. It's all there. So it might be a little bit, you might have to wait to get certain things, but mostly it's all there.
I think think so. I think sometime you have to wait for certain things to be delivered. And not always, you know, 100%. I seen that even here, it's the same thing. They don't have it. It's coming in week after week after week. Then they get it.
Sometimes you just got to be patient. How's the garden? How's the cucumbers? You knee deep in cucumbers yet?
Oh, Ken. Yeah, those pickles, they're coming out of my ears. I don't even know what to do with them. I give them to my daughters. I give them to the neighbor. And they still are growing out there. But the tomatoes, they have not got red yet. I got a lot of tomatoes, but they're not red.
Well, you could always do some fried green tomatoes. Those are really good. I've had those before. Kind of a southern thing, but they're pretty good. When you pick them just before they get red and then they're green, and you slice them up and fry them, pretty good.
Oh, you're right. If you like your barbecuing out there, what you do, cut those green tomatoes and put a stew beef or something like that with them, and put some onions and put them on the grill. They're so delicious. They melt really. They're really good.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, you know about it. You've done it before. Yeah, try grilling up your cucumbers. Put them on a pizza. See how that works.
You know what? I was gonna have your email or something like that. I would show you that cucumbers I got. And tomatoes, you know, it's something else. They're growing, and you know what? I've been missing some of them. They really growing big because you cannot find all of them. And I wish really I have that email of you, or I can give you my email and I can send them to you. And if you like, I don't mind doing that.
Look me up on the QRZ. Are you on the QRZ.com? I'm on there.
What do you do? Just put down, you go on Google and put the QRZ? That's all?
Then you're not on there, so if you don't know what it is. It's a website for radio, I don't know if they do GMRS. Maybe they don't do GMRS. It's mostly hams. You know, it started with a ham thing years and years and years ago. So on there, I'm on my ham call sign, KF8AYL.
I see. Some of them, you know, what they do is put the GMRS and just put gmail.com and they get it.
Ah, I see. Well, sometime in the near future here, I'm going to be down at that radio breakfast on Saturday mornings down there in Detroit. I think I got something to do with month or so from now down there, where I'm going to have to be down there for something else, and I think I'm going to try to make that radio breakfast with all them guys. I think you're there a lot of the time too, aren't you?
Every week I'm out that way on Saturday.
I'll catch you at that radio breakfast. I'll be there one of these weeks in the near future.
No problem. I'm sorry, maybe you finished the chat.
That's going to be an ongoing project, so I'm going to have to come back down here a couple of times for my customers and other things because, you know, I have a job, so I got even though I work from home a lot of the time, I can't do that all the time, so I'm going to stay up there as much as I can, but yeah, I'm going to have to come back down here several, many times between now and winter, so.
Problem. Maybe he visits the friend, he just got married one time or something like that.
Oh, I'm sure I'll see him, but don't have any solid plans. They just got back from, so yeah, we had that wedding like a couple weeks ago with him, and they went to Europe for 2 weeks. They were in Italy and Spain. They didn't go to France. They didn't go to the Olympics. But I think they were doing the Italy-Spain tour is what they did. Sounds like they had a lot of fun.
It's good. They had a lot of fun. You know, well, what are you going to say? You got to have, you know, when you get married, you got to have a lot of fun anyhow. You know, go here, go there, which is... Good, they went to a couple of places, not bad at all. And this is WIUG 88.
Yeah, I think they had quite a good time. You know, they're texting pictures every day, and yeah, they. You know, giving it to us working folk, but I guess anybody can take 2 weeks off when they plan for it well in advance. And yeah, no, I'm happy. Yeah, no, it's great. It's great for him. He's super happy. First time he's been married, 54 years old. Wow.
You know what, I might come up to shop, Christmas shopping over there at where you're at, and I'll contact you anyhow, you know, because I need some of those Christmas lights, and I know they have them over there, and more probably a few other things. It's not only for me, probably for so other people. So I might let you know anyhow.
Well, if you're coming to the Birch Run, let me make a call out ahead of time. If I'm around, I'll meet you there.
I think that's the best thing to do. When I make a call around and find out. If you can meet or something like that. No problem at all. Roger?
Yeah, Birch Run's a fine town. Although I don't know that they have any deals on Christmas lights, but the Frankenmuth is 10 minutes away from here, so... There's Brenner's and all that, but you don't want to buy Christmas lights there. You buy Christmas ornaments and decorations there, but the lights, yeah, I wouldn't go to Frankenmuth to buy Christmas lights. You're going to overpay.
You're right about that, but, you know, sometimes... You know, they put some on sale because, I don't know, for the past 2 years,
they've been advertised it here on Channel 7. Go there and you have like a, you know, a gift card or a coupon or something like that.
Well, the Bronner's and Frankenmuth is like Wall Drug in South Dakota. They advertise everywhere. There's billboards for them, you know, four states away. So it's just everybody knows Bronner's and Frankenmuth.
You're right about that. Well, Ken, good to chit-chat with you, like you say. And I don't know if he has smoked a cigar yet or not. Roger?
Well, not tonight. And sorry for the background noise. My air compressor just turned on. So that's probably pretty noisy. But yeah, good chatting with you. I'll see you. 73s for now, and we'll be clear on your final, Jack. Good chatting with you.
Again, good chatting with you. You take care and have a good evening. WRUG 48, clear. Station out there, 847. And station out there, 847. WRUG 48, copy. WRUG 48, clear.
WRNW 329, monitoring. Well, maybe the radio ain't working, everybody's sleeping. WRNW 329, clear and listening.
What up, Tim?
Good evening to you, Jack. Just sitting here relaxing. I heard you rumbling my speaker earlier. I heard it rumbling on my handheld. Just sitting back relaxing now, winding it down.
Good, how you doing?
Doing pretty good so far. Doing a little work at the garage. So you better call it a night. It's getting a little late.
Are you right about that? It was late. You're right. And not too bad outside anyhow. Roger?
Perfect weather. Other than the mosquitoes start coming out. Little tiny ones as soon as it gets dark. The ones that are hard to see.
Well, because there's no wind blowing and nothing. And this is WRUG 48.
Pretty quiet. You listen to it? You hear anything on 10 meter today?
Yeah, I was out that way, and yet nobody out that way. I don't know why. What's just going on out there on that 10 meter? But a lot of people on 20 meters today. I don't know how, but there are a lot of people on 20 meters.
Okay. I'll have to cue it up next time I get a little time ahead. I got a dipole out there and listen on. And I got it hooked up for out in the back of the patio. So I got to bring the power supply out and hook the cable up. I'm eventually going to run the cable inside and hook it up here. Inside.
That way it don't matter the weather, I can at least monitor it.
Yeah, but you're sounding good. I don't know what you're using, but you're sounding good.
That TYT, the 9800D, I think it is. Yeah, I was going to ask you how this radio sounded. See, it sounded good. It's definitely working for me then. Kind of like it once you get used to all the, got the dual band, dual display. Once you learn how to work all the buttons and stuff on it, find out where everything's at.
They're good radios. The TYT, they better radio, you know. And Ocean Wixon or something like that. Those are good radio too. That's all, you know, that's all I've seen so far. These two radios.
The Wixon, or is that a mobile radio? Mobile?
At 935, Wixon Ocean, something like that.
Is that just a GMRS, or is it dual band radio? Or...
Both of them, GMRS and ham.
Okay, copy. That's a 50 watt or two? 50 watt radio? It's always good if you got that off. You can turn it up and down.
Yeah, they are 50 watts. But they never give you 50 watt anyhow. I don't know why they don't do that. I mean, they don't know how to put the 50 watt or chip or something like that.
Yeah, this thing's supposed to be 50, but I think it only puts out about 40. You put it on the meter, and you're only about 40 coming out of it. Depending on what frequency, you might even drop a little lower.
Yeah. Well, they never say 50, you don't get no 50. 40, you're not going to get 40 either. Even the 20s. I never get 50. I only get 15 and 18 out of the 20.
Last time I hooked this one up, I was supposed to be a 50. I think it was about 40. It was hitting 40.
Tell you what, those are TYT. It's a good radios. I got one handheld. And I just bought another one.
Have your Radio Shack full over there. Ain't nothing wrong with having enough radios. And you got options, which one you want to use.
A long time ago, I bought, about 10, 15 years ago, I bought the UV5. And I bought the 10-watt Bofing, and I have B-Tech, and I got a Quince radio. They're all portable, you know, handheld. But they work. They all work good. The Quince, what I do is listen to it, you know, airport listening. And, and it gives you, weather listening too. And you can put whatever you want to put. It's a good radio.
Maybe that's similar to one that I had. Is it a Quarzhang? Is that the name of it? I think it's only $35 radio. That's the name of it.
No. I don't see the name here, but it's not bad radio, but it's a different from all of them. It's got a little bit large screen, you know. And one thing I don't like about it, you got to push too many buttons to go up and down on the frequencies.
I just got a one recently, and I had it about a couple of months. It's a Kwajang. It's a pretty good little radio. You can do a lot of stuff with it.
I even have one from England. I have one from England radio. And really, you know, that one, you don't have to hand it straight up in the air. You can go sideways and talk on it.
I copy that. You running Nagoyas on all the radios, or you just swap them out whenever, which one you're using?
I use Nagoya, but I'm the Equation, he's saying, with Reese, antenna. It's a bit thick antenna, and it's good for that radio.
Maybe the same one that I have. It's got a little orange knob on the top of it, turn it on and off. It's a pretty large screen, but it's a small radio. But it come with, I don't have the antenna on it right now. It's a kind of a bigger round antenna. I was guessing it's maybe about 10 inches long, maybe. Might even be a little shorter, 8.
I'd say about 10 inches. And really, you put it down and you can hear the weather. And it doesn't have to be stand up. And you put it down again, you can hear the airport, between Metro Airport and, you know, all the other airports, you can hear them, what they're saying. But it has to be down. It cannot be straight up in the air.
Copy that. I was listening. It's probably the same radio, yeah. But I got the Nagoya running off of it. It's hard to put it on your side, though, when you got the long antenna on it. But the other one does work good, though. I do hear some airport traffic, but I'm not sure if it's which airport it is, if it's Metro or not, but I hear the air traffic on there.
What you do, Google the frequencies for Metro Airport and Pontiac Airport and Southwest Airport. You know what I mean? Google it, and they'll tell you what frequency is for Metro Airport and Pontiac. But I always hear Pontiac, yeah, because I'm close by Pontiac Airport.
Copy that. Now, can I, so next time I fly, I can listen to the pilots and see what they're saying to the control towers while I'm flying? I can put my earphone in.
They say everything. I heard them say everything. And I don't know, you know. You know, that is the best. I used to have a scanner, you know, one of the Radio Shack scanners. And the guy in the Radio Shack put all the frequency for the airport, for all the airports. And if I wanted one, I just put it on that radio. And if I want 2 or 10, I can put as much as I want. And that's how I got them. And you can Google it, say, just, you know, what frequency is, like, Salvage Airport. It gives you that frequency. When the guys go out on the plane, they will talk on that frequency, and I hear them.
Yeah, I got one here, too. It's a 20,
want to say a 2096. A Uniden, and it's a trunk tracker. I got a lot of stuff programming, but I don't have the airport in it, but it does 800 frequency trunk tracker, all that stuff. But I need to get it programmed, a little more organizing it on what I want to listen to.
If you have it, you put it on that Quinson radio. It'll sound good. But you know what? I use that GB20G. If I want to listen to them, I just put the frequency there and it comes right out.
I copy that. Well, I have two mobiles, this one and the GB20G. I try to keep all the same stuff in there, both the same, that way I'm using one radio or the other radio, I kind of know where I'm at on frequency. I got some names programmed in, and then the handheld, I try to keep the same on there too, but it seemed to work pretty good. It takes a little time to get everything organized and right, I guess.
Yeah. All right, Jim. Good talking to you. You take care, and you have a good evening. And take it easy at work tomorrow. I will catch you a little bit later. WISG, 48, clear.
All right, Jack. Nice talking to you. Have yourself a fine evening. Hopefully a better day tomorrow. This is WRNW, 329, clear.
WSDH 880, standing by.